This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes out to our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, men and women both, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail drivers out there getting the mail delivered from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices so it can be delivered to your mailbox today. And let's not forget the suicide jockeys out there delivering the gas and the diesel out there, too. Thanks very much for the very special job you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's the Trump social media website. And we're there with the same handle on all of them. It's at Captain's America. And don't forget, our Twitter call sign is at Captain's America. And we have our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, and that would be Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices, and we want to make sure everybody is reminded of that, because somewhere along the way, some people have forgotten now, haven't they?
Well, that's right, Captain. And, by the way, we want to make sure we say hello to Mark in Clearwater tonight.
Love the music.
That's right. He loved the music tonight. And also we want to say thank you to Cheryl for her message. We want to let you know we got your message as well.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, we appreciate that. All right. Now, I want to talk about something that we just found out about. We've known about the hacking that goes on in this country by foreign entities for a number of years, correct?
That's right. Oh, yes.
But right now, with the abortion ruling the way that it was, we have a bunch of hackers targeting the anti-abortion states, namely the red states, after the Roe v. Wade reversal. And there's a lot of it, serious hacking going on. They're really trying to get control of the message.
Yes, from what we understand right now, at least 8 gigabytes of information reportedly have been stolen from the state governments in Arkansas and Kentucky. So, yes, this is unfortunately all too expected to some degree that something like this would ensue as a result of this, what is obviously a controversial Supreme Court ruling. Yeah, absolutely.
Was California one of them where they might have tried because they got all of the information on the concealed carry permit people there?
You know, that's a very good question. I know that what we're hearing now about that is that evidently this might have been, this portal might have been set up as part of a transparency project from the California State Attorney General, Bonta, and we're learning more about this, so we'll have some more information about it. But there are those who are saying that this portal might have been the conduit for being able to get all of that information. So still under investigation, but there are many people who seem to be pretty upset with the California Attorney General tonight.
The portal might have been too friendly, huh?
I guess so. That's right. So obviously, you know, the privacy of the people who have concealed carry permits, or their age, their other information about them. They might have been a judge, or, you know, people like that. This is really way, way, way too far.
Now, the person who seems to be pushing this Capitol Hill riot-obsessed theme is Adam Schiff. Is that a fair assumption?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And he seems to be now the hardest hit as the bad news for the Capitol riot-obsessed Dems continues to get worse all the time. Not better, worse.
Well, that's right. In fact, there was a poll, CBS poll, I think, looked like investigating January 6th, among other topics, it was the least important issue to voters. More important issues included COVID and climate change, also Ukraine, the abortion issue, and inflation, though, of course, topping everything.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this again because we started out last hour talking about Georgia and how Stacey Abrams is up in the polls because of abortion, that issue, and because Warnock is up in the polls ahead of Herschel Walker because of that same issue, abortion, up in Georgia. I do not believe the people in Georgia are that stupid that they're not also looking at their wallets, understanding that they're being led down the gilded path by the Democrats up there in Georgia.
Well, precisely, and this is, you know, polls are a snapshot in time, and obviously the big news was the Roe v. Wade ruling, in addition to the gun ruling that the Supreme Court came out with. So I think you're going to see some fluctuation there, and especially the snap polls that are done very quickly after that kind of event. But the time now between today and Election Day, it could be a much different story as they continue to talk about this issue and they continue to see inflation go out of control.
Okay, here comes the music up in my ear. That means we're going to go to break, and we will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about a very strategic court win that Donald Trump got yesterday in his case against New York State. Aha, aha, aha. Or should I say the other way around? Whatever. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
All righty, thanks very much, Jeff and Sarasota. By the way, I'm often asked about Relief Factor. Does the product work? And if so, what's it take to get it? And what would you recommend and all that? Well, first of all, I'm not a doctor, but I will tell you that this product works for me, and I've been taking it for 8 years. That's all I can tell you. That's the facts when it comes to me. Now, the doctors who formed Relief Factor, for them, they put in the four best ingredients. And, yes, it is 100% drug-free. And they put something in there to help your body deal with inflammation, to help it deal with pain. And it goes right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. I will tell you this, if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, maybe your wrist, you got a problem with arthritis or your elbow, all of that it'll work with. All of that. Think about that for a second. Now, you can order the 3-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And while you're there, take a look at some of the other stuff they have there. You might see something else that you like that's part of their health program they have over there. But I live by this stuff. I've taken it for 8 years. It works. I take it every morning to start my day out. And you should, too, if you're having problems. You'll find out it'll work real quick on your problem. I was surprised how fast it worked for me, the 3-week quick start. Because, Kyle, after all, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is it that true.
That's right.
All right. Donald Trump has quickly, because of this judge's decision that was made, come out on top of the case he's got going on against New York's attorney, Letitia James. Now, this is a New York State civil probe that was going on against him, and the judge lifted the contempt order against him. So that's a tremendous victory on his part.
Yes, it really is. That was the contempt of court. President Trump had to pay some $110,000 fine as part of those contempt conditions. But right now, according to the judge, that money is going to remain in the Attorney General's escrow account pending the outcome of
Of course, they're not going to give that up. That's fund money.
That's right. So, but you're right. This is a major win for the former president.
Now, Liz Cheney, who is not to be forgotten about when it comes to certain things, Liz Cheney has quickly moved on to her next con, if you will, after the Secret Service confirmed that their agents were ready and standing by to testify to debunk what the Hutchinson woman had to say.
You know, I thought, Captain, they were on the search for truth in the January 6th hearings. I thought, you know, this was all about trying to find out exactly what happened. And, you know, it's obvious that that's not what it is. And especially when you have witnesses who are willing to testify and that you know about. It's not like, you know, we don't know of anybody who would have any other knowledge about what might have happened in the presidential limo, let's say. It just goes to show what Liz Cheney's all about.
Okay, well, we got that whippersnapper over there in Clearwater on the line here, so let's go over there and grab a hold of him. All right, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was listening to another show who I won't mention which one it was.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
The person was basically saying that President Trump is unelectable, and if he gets the nomination in 2024, that no matter who the Democrat is, we're guaranteed to lose again. Now, I know President Trump probably wasn't the nicest man, and I know he was a little rough around the edges, and maybe he could have conducted himself a little more, shall we say, tastefully while he was in the White House, but he got things done, and I don't believe that bull garbage for a second. I think if he does get a nomination, which I really hope he does, I think that the Democrats have handed us a gift, and he should be able to crush and smash and completely pulverize anybody that they put up against him handily. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Mike. That's really great, great question. I do think that the answer is going to be that, you know, depends on what things look like after the midterms. We have an idea of what they might look like, but also what things look like in the world. You know, there's going to be time here now between now and Election Day and now between now and when you're actually going to have somebody start to really run for president. I do think that people could come to the conclusion that things were going pretty good, and even though Trump was rough around the edges, like you said, he got things done. So that's a very, very big possibility. It also depends on whether Trump himself actually does want to run. I think it's a perfect strategy right now to keep the Democrats guessing as to whether or not he really will or maybe he won't. But that being said, I think the mood in the country could change significantly, especially when they see what the Republican majorities can accomplish in the House and Senate, assuming they get those, and it could be a whole different ballgame.
You know, when you started out with the is, my mind went right over to Clinton. Well, it depends on what the meaning of the word is.
That's right. Well, yeah, I do think, though, that that Trump, you know, has a real possibility of doing that. But it just depends what happens in Europe, what happens with Ukraine, more specifically, what happens with Biden. Is he going to step down at some point, which that's not far-fetched, you know, following the midterms. So, yeah. You know, the whole landscape could be very different.
But Kyle, you know, I really did not have that thing with that Lynchy woman. I didn't have nothing to do with her now, come on.
Right. That's right. Well, you always know it's bad when they say I've got to get back to work for the American people. That's the tone.
Yeah, that would be the place for the song Can't Get Enough of That Funky Stuff. Jeez. What a character. What a character.
Well, you know, and he'll come into play, right? Hillary wants to run because of the connections with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, and that's going to
That'll be all over the place.
That's going to come out again.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's see how this works, Kyle. We heard yesterday about the West Hollywood Police Department and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department withdrawing their patrols from the West Hollywood area. They've got five patrols out there, and they're going to bring that down to four, and then to three, and then to two, and then to one, until they're gone altogether, right?
Yep, I think so, yes.
Now, did you hear what they're going to replace them with?
Well, as I understand, they're called safety ambassadors.
Yeah. Now, wait till I tell you the rest of it. They're safety ambassadors with a radio, a ticket book, and no gun, and no police car.
Well, I don't know, Captain. That doesn't sound too formidable in the sense of trying to deal with crime.
Are you setting these guys up who won't be cops, by the way, they won't have full arrest powers, are they setting these guys up for some horrible ending?
Well, I think inadvertently, yes. I mean, the concept behind it is that it's going to be community-based policing, and everybody will get along, and it'll be just fine, and we'll send people with clipboards who really understand people, you know,
yeah,
or stuff like that. And but what happens is that criminals will simply say, you're not armed, you can't stop me, you can't tell me what I should do, and now that you've seen my face, well, you know, I might have to, you know, take you out or something. I mean, this is, I'm not trying to be funny, per se, but it's very, very serious.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about the community policing. It has worked in certain big cities, but you know how it's worked?
How's that?
When you had the real cops there with them.
Well, sure. You have to have authority. The gun on the hip of the police officer is the ultimate authority in the sense of enforcing the law or protecting the innocent. That's how it is. I mean, you just can't change that reality of the world.
Right. Now, not long ago, Tesla CEO Elon Musk gave his endorsement to the good governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, predicting that when 2024 rolls around, then DeSantis would easily be able to trounce any other contenders for the throne. Now it would appear that another big name has jumped on board the DeSantis train. It's none other than the most popular podcast host in America, Joe Rogan. Now, Rogan was chatting with MMA fighter turned actress Gina Carano when the two got into a conversation about politics. We'll tell you about that conversation when we come back, and it was interesting, to say the least. Okay, we're going to let Jeff take us to break here. We'll see if he can get all this in right now. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, folks, and I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court handed a huge win to the Republican Party heading into the 2022 elections. It sided with the Louisiana State Legislature to allow the state's Republican-drawn congressional map to remain in place for the midterms. A federal judge had previously ruled the Republican-drawn map violated the Voting Rights Act and ordered lawmakers to redraw the state's six congressional districts. The victory may be temporary, as the court said they will take up this case and a similar one in Alabama in the court's next term. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin flew to New York last week to meet privately with GOP mega donors in Manhattan. Off the Press reports that's a move that underscores recent hints that the Republican is considering a run for president in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and good morning to LJ up there in the North Country, Michigan. And hope you're doing well up there. We're having a nice warm summer down here. All right. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's done it again. Done it again. Done it again. He's come out with the MyPillow sandals. Sandals. And I just ordered a pair for myself. And I'm telling you, right away, if you get on the ball here before he runs out of them, because he's running out of a lot of stuff. He's doing this on purpose. He's trying to cut down his inventory that he's got, and I get that. I understand that. But you can trot on over to the website, MyPillow.com, and you can go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can call them up direct and place your order at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code will always be CAPTAIN. And now he's got the MyPillow sandals. Boy, I am getting me a pair of them because they look really comfortable. Really comfortable. Now, as I've been sitting here during the show, and I did take a second Relief Factor a little while ago when I started the show up. The swelling in my left leg has gone down. So that was what I was telling you when you heard me talk about the Relief Factor and what it does. So it's already working for me as we speak, and all I'm doing is sitting here in a chair with my foot up in the air. But let's go back to my pillow for a second. If you want to save a bunch of money, and they got a whole bunch of things on sale over there, go over to MyPillow.com, then click on the Radio Listener Specials page. The promo code is going to be the word Captain. That's Captain. And the phone number, if you want to call them direct and place an order or ask a question, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. Happy shopping over there, folks. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How about that? I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, my left leg, the pants on my left leg, I started to have a little bit more room there again, if you know what I mean. It means the swelling's going down.
Well, that is really that's really great. And then, obviously, the Relief Factor is starting to kick in. I mean, this is real stuff. And,
and we
hear from people all the time, and your personal experience is really compelling.
Because this sucks. This sucks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back here to what we were talking about with Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who gave his endorsement to Ron DeSantis, our governor down here. And now we've heard from Joe Rogan. Rogan was chatting with MMA fighter turned actress Gina Carano, who has been in a lot of these girl spy movies. She's quite the actor and does her own stunts, or actress rather, and does her own stunts. Carano asked Rogan if he was throwing out support towards anyone, or if he was going to hold off. And Rogan apparently didn't feel he needed to hold off. He said, "Yeah, I think Ron DeSantis would work as a good president." Rogan said, "I mean, he's done for Florida. He's been admirable." What do you think of that comment?
Yeah, well, this is very significant. And kind of going back to Mike's phone call from earlier about former President Trump running again, I think one of the major topics is going to be results. And Governor DeSantis has all kinds of results he can talk about. His track record is all about results. And so it's going to be very difficult for somebody to refute the notion that Governor DeSantis would be a great president or a great, because he's a great leader, he's a great governor. So all this is kind of getting into the mix. But it's bad news for Democrats because they don't have anybody who can produce results. Well, I take that back a little bit. They have produced results. They've just been disastrous.
Oh, God, have they. And you know, folks, and again, I'm going to talk to my friends up in Georgia listening to us and our affiliates up there, in particular AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta. Why in God's name would any God-fearing, intelligently based, can add one and one and come up with two individual want to support Warnock with the things he stands for and what he's cost you already in terms of money out of your wallet? He's there. He's one of the ones that's responsible for the high taxes, the high cost of living. He could have done something about it. He's done nothing.
Well, of course not. But the Democrats right now are generally associated with the notion that the Supreme Court took away rights. And, of course, we know that that's not
true.
That's
not true. There was no right to have an abortion. You tell me, you smart people out there, where it says an abortion is a right in the Constitution of the United States. You tell me where it says that. It doesn't.
Well, exactly. And so there's been a sort of, for lack of a better term, a programming in the sense that somehow everyone believed, or there are many people who had believed that it was really true. And then, so the Democrats are working on the notion that, okay, they believed it's true, so now we're telling them it's been taken away, but they're not really going to the heart of the matter to find out that it's a states' rights issue, that states can make their own laws about abortion and own allowances for abortion, and so that would be an entirely different story. But right now, I think Warren Warnock and Abrams are benefiting from that misperception, but maybe, hopefully, only for a short time here.
By the way, you ready for this?
Yep.
The sex strikers are back because of the abortion ruling.
Yeah, I've heard this. Yeah, and it is interesting because this comes up, and especially I think they've talked about that on The View and stuff like that, and
several liberal shows.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of inevitable that that concept would come out, but again, it doesn't go to actually talking about what this issue is constitutionally, because Captain, we've had now some 50 years. Of not hashing out this topic. This topic was just shut down 50 years ago. And I think we'd be in a much different place today because, if you had the opportunity for states to hash it out, over that time period, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now.
Well, Louisiana right now and their attorney general has just warned doctors in their state against providing any abortions anywhere in the state until they passed the new legislation that they're going to need to pass because when this decision came down, Louisiana was one of those states where the old abortion law went into effect, and all that applies to is a woman whose life is in immediate danger.
Right, right, exactly. And I will add this, though, too, Captain. We knew the decision had been leaked. So you had Democrats who had a long time, really, to prepare how they were going to react. And then the day that it came down, they were all just discombobulated to the point where they're saying, let's put abortion clinics in national parks, stuff like that. I mean, they didn't think any
that
of
was AOC doing that.
Yeah, but they just didn't think any of this through.
Oh, and Elizabeth Warren, too, right?
Elizabeth Warren, exactly. Exactly. But so it just goes to show that it's hard for them to really kind of deal with arguably a real crisis.
Mm. By the way, the death toll in San Antonio in the back of that trailer now stands at 53. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I heard one of the authorities at the press briefing say, you know, they found that the individuals that what a horrible thing. They said their bodies were all warm to the touch because they were so hot and as they died. This is just grisly and terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Donald Trump is going to Alaska to hold a rally for Sarah Palin and the opponent to Lisa Murkowski, her challenger.
Very interesting. Well, you know, he did pretty good in this last round of elections here. So
12-0.
That's right.
Yep. I don't know if that's going to continue or not because he's got some people looming that he's advised or suggested, but he didn't vet them properly, so he doesn't really have the total scoop on them, unfortunately.
Right. Well, exactly. That's, you know, you have a. There's a lot to do when it comes to something like that.
So there's some people that are going to scoop the scooper. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140, 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health.
To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio, little song for that left lane, goes like this, come on baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a dare ride Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night. when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to TD's mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle. He's got his Rooster Cruiser out there, and he's got his little itty bitty K on his radio. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that one. I just love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I played radio. That. I played that for Mr. Marvelous over there in Clearwater. He knows who he is. So there you go. All right, well, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west, and I'll take it from there.
Thank you, Captain. We're looking at rain right now for our friends near Salt Lake City. It's a little bit east of Salt Lake City, and it's going to go over into a little bit of the south part of Wyoming there. Looks like it's not covering over near Rock Springs right now, but it could be headed that way. But if you're in the area of Greystone in Colorado, or if you're also near Vernal in Utah, you definitely got some rain issues that are going on there right now. Also, again, coming west out of Phoenix on I-10. I know, we'll get it right at some point. Coming west out of Phoenix on I-10, you've got rain coming across the road. Also north coming out of Phoenix, if you're near Sun City and Whitman, it looks like you might have rain in that area too. Also, folks, we've got a couple of aerial flood watches to tell you about. This is going to be in southeastern Utah. You've got the flood watch there, perhaps severe thunderstorms. Also, I-70 coming west out of Denver near Glenwood Springs. You've also got a flash flood watch going on there right now. Thunderstorms could bring heavy rain to that area. Cooling down in northern Nevada coming out of Reno on I-80. Going to be cooling down for the 4th of July weekend, but also breezy as well. So be careful out there.
All right, we've had a little bit of a change in the weather for upper Michigan right now, and the lee shore of Michigan over there in the east side of Lake Michigan, west side of Michigan. We've got more coastal flooding reporting all the way from the, from the Indiana line all the way up north to the Canadian border on the Lake Michigan side. We've also got what looks like some severe storms up there starting to kick in way up north, in the Upper Peninsula. We've got some fog up there, too, mixed in with all of this. And then around Chicago, east of Chicago, Gary, over to Indiana line, I-90, I-94. You're going to be running into some fog over that away. There's some fog around Columbus, north, south, east, west. Some fog on down into into the Cincinnati area as well, just west of Cincinnati. Got some fog up on Lake Erie from around the Cleveland area all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania. Got some rough waters up in there, too. Looks like we may have a storm kicking up up in there headed to the east. We'll see. Coming on down, a little bit of fog mixed along the rivers in Kentucky tonight. Seems to where the water is. We got a difference in the temperature bringing across some of that liquefied sunshine, so to speak, known as fog in the middle of the night. Central Tennessee coming out of Nashville, got some fog in that area. Now, we have a little different situation over in the Dallas Metroplex. It is dirty air, and it's kind of mystified itself to where at night it looks like as if you're looking at crystals, but it is... does come down as some sort of a fog. It's just poor air quality over there in that area. The eastern half of North Carolina, you're going to have some interesting weather over there today. Could be some thunderstorms that kick up at any time. And then we've got some offshore right along the shoreline there, North Carolina, rough seas, and there could be some rough weather in there. Going up the Chesapeake, up the Chesapeake Bay, up through there, you've got some interesting weather up that way. Got the possibility in Delaware, Maryland, as well as further up the line in Jersey, of some poor weather up in there. as well. So, Mr. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the pilot and Funny J bring you the Trucker Side Wind Bible Report. It's not too bad of a night out there. You pick and choose your areas, but we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and have a great night there, Mr. Kyle. Okay, now, we've been talking about a lot of different things here tonight, and we've got from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon on the line. I'm going to bring her on here right now, so let me see here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What trips your trigger this morning right off the bat? Because I got about six different things. I can go any direction.
You know, I'm not sure I know what to be mad at first or most anymore. But, you know, we got the president that's over in Europe committing millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That we don't have.
Not only do we not have, but the things that are not doing anything to improve the lives of, you know, our country.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. Yep.
And then there's nothing that is improving our lives here. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm not happy this morning.
Well, you got Stacey Abrams and Warnock up there. They're going to take care of everything.
Yeah, sure they are. Now, therein lies yet another problem.
Yep. Yep. A big one.
You know, we thought Georgia might be in the clear, but Warnock and Abrams look like they are gaining some real traction in the state of Georgia.
And they're gaining it on abortion.
Yep,
on abortion, of all things. People have forgotten about their wallet right now, and now they're thinking about their body. And again, it's a sign of the times, the sign of the morals that we find ourselves living in right now. And somebody needs to wake the hell up, because it's one thing, if you're worried about abortion, if that's the only problem you've got, you're worried about whether or not you can have an abortion or not, then you might as well just go live in Outer Mongolia somewhere. You'd be better off.
Okay.
That's just my thought on the subject, but what do I know? Because we gotta look at the big picture here in America right now. If we don't, you ain't seen nothing yet. You talk about the doom and gloom that you got, and the poor economic times you got, and some of you can't find work, and this, that, and the other.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
It'll get worse if we don't address it and take care of it and do something about it. And we got to get these clowns out of office that caused it to begin with.
I'm not sure that, I mean, that's a step. I'm not sure that you know, that's the whole cure. It's going to take an awfully long time to fix all of this.
Yep.
I mean, if you look at the wider landscape here, we're in a mess.
Yep. I totally agree with you. All right. Well, we will be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. And I shall return after the top
of
the hour.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.